You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me ask you something, because we were talking about how you couldn't possibly be bored in Denver this weekend with all the things that we've mentioned that are going on, and there's even more. But let me ask you, if you had tickets, let's say, to the Taylor concert tonight, and you saw, let's say you bought them at face value, and you had people offering $1,000, $1,500 a ticket, maybe as much as $2,000.
Well, it's even more than that. I do have the stats. As of this morning, StubHub, tickets like way up high. We're not even talking floor level seats, $2,200 each this morning, and they were going for that amount. They were getting sold. And then if you want to go down stage level, $8,000 to $10,000 a ticket.
Okay, so we had that guy write in the other day, and he brought this up. He said, I got tickets at face value. At what point do you cave and sell?
To that $2,200 each?
So you would.
You would do. Yeah, that's what you're getting for them right now.
But here's the thing.
I would.
I'm going to call BS on you, and I'll tell you why. If, for instance, yes, you had two tickets,
okay,
and it was Lila's favorite performer, and she was right over the moon,
right,
to go see Taylor Swift, you, Jeremy Padgett, are not selling those tickets.
That would be harder. That would definitely be a more difficult decision.
I'm not talking about,
you invoke the kid rule.
Right. I'm not talking about somebody who's dispassionate. How do you, like, at what point would you finally have to tell your kids, I'm sorry, I cannot pass up $10,000? We'll watch a video of her on stage.
You will have to explain that I will give you $1,000 of this $10,000 for you not to go to this concert.
The problem is kids don't really understand
kids don't get
money.
It. They don't get it. It's about the experience. But to get down there and, you know, instead of fighting the crowds and being down there, $10,000, hells yes. $2,200, hells yes, get rid of them. I had this conversation with my wife last night because we've got two really good friends going to the concert tonight, and they're way up top because Nicole was like, send us pictures, and the wife was like, you're not going to see anything from where
you'll
we're
see a little
sitting.
Ant down on the stage.
And Nick Nack and I were talking, they're like, would you just go ahead and sell them? And I was like, hells yes, I'd sell them. And she's like, no, I'd still want to go and experience being there.
Okay, so that's the thing that I feel like for the young fans, they want to go and gush and all of that. For the adults, it's not so much going, I think, to see the show, because if you're an adult, you probably have seen a lot of shows in your life. It's to be able to say you were there, and let's just tell it like it is. It's to be able to post the photos on social media,
sure,
because that's how you become a star, right? You can post on your Facebook page,
yeah,
that you were at that concert. So what dollar amount is that worth?
$2,200.
But not for a lot of people.
The social experience is good. I mean, I am kind of a big talker. The one concert I went to that would even be similar to this was when we went to Garth Brooks when he was in town. And that was a packed Mile High. The field was completely packed. I mean, that was probably a 100,000 people show as well. And that was one of the coolest experiences I've ever been a part of, to be honest with you. That many people in one location, just feeling the vibes from the music. And when they do the song where everybody has to turn on their phone, the light, you know, and you've mm-hmm. got 100,000 people with those lights going and they're singing some sort of sentimental song,
mm-hmm.
you get the feels and you're like, this, I am part of something right now.
That's what I'm saying. How can you put it?
It is pretty cool.
What is the dollar figure that you put on that?
$2,200. I got those tickets for free to Garth's friend. So if I had the tickets, if I actually purchased them and I could resell them, I probably would have resold them. I mean, honestly, if you have two tickets and you can make, say, $4,500, that's a lot of money for people.
Sure is.
That's a lot of money.
We were just talking to a lady the other day whose kid got braces. That
yes,
covers all your braces right there, for usually. $4,500 would pay for a kid's braces.
Absolutely. It instead would go a long way for helping for the upcoming school year.
Instead of a 2.5 hour concert or whatever.
When it's like a wedding day. Once it's done, and that money's gone forever. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it would pay for your summer vacation.
See, I'm waiting. I'm just wondering if we're about to get the calls or the text messages saying, you boys are crazy. You don't sell at any price. And then I do have to call BS. What if it's $100,000? There's a price. You just may not have seen it yet.
Because I think those floor seats, don't quote me, but I want to say that they were somewhere around $1,300 originally. You could buy the tickets for $1,300 and be down on the floor seat. Hey, you picked up two of them. But now you could flip them for $20,000. That's something that you really put a lot of consideration into.
I don't know how you don't at least think about it. And again, if you've got a child who's so incredibly excited, and you're like, I can't break their heart.
Sure you can. Life's all about disappointment.
What if they said $50,000 a ticket, and you're going to say, no?
Nah, pass. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Bah.
But it's not. Taylor Swift's young.
She'll be back.
She'll be around a lot.
She'll be back.
And if you got $100,000 from selling your tickets, the next time she comes around, you can buy floor tickets originally for the $1,300.
Correct.
And make a huge profit.
Here is Laura from Fort Collins that wrote in. She says, boys, we bought four tickets for Taylor Swift for $450 a piece. They're now going for $5,000 a piece. The husband does not want to sell them. She wants to sell them. And I wrote back, sell. Please sell them. And she says, I agree. I'm wondering if I should be concerned about how much the hubs wants to see her. So they spent $1,800. They could get $20,000. They'd make an $18,000 profit. And he says, no.
What's that all about?
Legit text message.
Wait a minute. How many tickets
Laura
did they buy?
Fort Collins. Four.
Then sell two of them.
Sure, you could, I guess.
Sell two.
Or sell all four for $20,000. Come on.
Here's Brent, who's been patiently holding. Brent, did you get any tickets to the show?
I did. You got a couple minutes because it's going to take me a couple minutes to tell you.
Well, try to do it quickly.
No, we can't. We don't have a couple of minutes. Tell us in 30 seconds how many you got and what's going on.
I got six of them, $1,600 total, section 111, row 41.
Okay.
I went on StubHub and sold four of them because my wife was upset at Christmas time that I spent that much money, not realizing I wasn't going to get paid until after the event. So I sold those for $800 a piece, except StubHub is not paying me because they claim I put in two orders. That's a whole different story.
That sure is.
I'll let you deal with that. All right. So wait a minute. So what was your original?
You made $3,200 off those. Or you sold those for $3,200.
Well, yeah. But he paid for them, too.
$3,200. Minus $2,880 is my net out of StubHub if I win an arbitration. However, I more recently went on eBay, and I sold the last two for $2,500 each. The bottom line is I didn't sell them for enough money, but I still have made over $5,000, and I'm quite happy.
You did. You made $6,600.
Wait a minute. So you're not going – you sold all of them, so you purely bought these to make money. You had no intention of ever going.
That's absolutely correct.
How mad is your wife now?
Well, she's still giving me grief over it, believe
really?
Me.
You're making $6,600.
So she'll calm down because I just got an email from eBay yesterday saying the money's on the way to my bank account.
All right,
I think she's but you've I'm got other issues. I think she's just mad at you in general. Sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. I think I'd be mad at you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brent. We appreciate you being a good sport. You know, that's the thing. It's let's just tell it like it is with people like Brent. That's what jacks the prices up for everything because he had no intention of ever going to the show. I'm talking about people who make it becomes a difficult decision because originally they wanted to go, right? Their heart was in it. They're like, oh, I really want to go. But now the money is tempting. With Brent, it was never a temptation. There was no problem. He did this all along.
He was just doing it to flip. So, yeah. But truly, if you are a passionate Tay-Tay fan and you truly believe this is a once-in-a-lifetime event to do this, mm-hmm. would you get rid of your tickets?
I want to know what the number is. What's the number before you would finally flip? Here's Swana on the phone. Swana, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi. What's the story? Are you going to the show?
No, my two kids are. So I have a 21-year-old son who is going to school in Arkansas, and he has a 19-year-old sister, so our youngest, and she loves Taylor, and My son waited on line for 8 hours at school. He said he even took a nap and to get through to get these tickets.
So he did
and
score
he paid
two tickets?
$250 a piece
okay.
for them.
So yeah. $500.
So now his dilemma is, he said, I know I could sell them for probably $10,000. And he's like, but it's the experience. So
nah, probably not the $500 tickets. Where are the seats? They're probably up high, right? The up high ones are going for like $2,000.
I was talking to him last night, and I didn't even ask him where it was located. But he is just like, I know I could at least get $2,500 for him because it's last minute.
Then do
it. But he would never do that to his sister. No, he loves his sister too much.
Wait. His sister is a grown-ass adult. She's 19 years old. Just let her go to the show. He could sell the other ticket and make a couple grand. What's wrong with that?
And he would love that because then his girlfriend would love the fact that he has $2,500.
That's right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, a 19-year-old does not need some sort of chaperone to go to the show. She could go.
She'll be fine.
Dance her butt off, have a great time. She doesn't need her brother there.
Did your son talk to his sister about this? Like the potential income from this?
No, it's just they want the experience. That's what it is.
They don't get it at that age, Dom. They don't get it.
They're not paying for. They're not paying a mortgage or
anything.
They
need to read
like
an article on compound interest.
Oh, Sawana, you're great to talk to. Yeah. Thank you. You have
you're
a
sweet.
Fun weekend, okay?
Thanks for the story.
Thanks, guys. You too. Nope. Thanks.
Bye.
You know what you do is you sell your tickets, you make a profit, you use that money, you come up to our happy hour this afternoon, and you buy drinks for everybody on the
buy market. Around. Awesome. So an experience.
That's an experience. I bought Dom and Jeremy a round of drinks.
Oh, man. It's definitely something to think about, though, isn't it, man? Yeah. It's a lot of money to be made this weekend. A lot.
Tammy wrote in. She goes, I hate people like Brent.
Oh, why? Because he was smarter than you, Tammy?